Let's look into God's word together.
罗马书第十二章。
Romans 12.
Romans 书第十二章第五节到第八节。
Romans 12, verses 5-8.
闻得许多人在基督里成为一生，互相联络做肢体，也是如此。按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，我所预言就当照着信心的程度所预言，我做知识就当专业知识，我做教导的就当专业教导，我做劝化的就当专业劝化，施舍的就当诚实，治理的就当殷勤，怜悯人的就当甘心。
So we being many are one body in Christ, individually members of one another. Having been givenDifferring according to the grace is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use in our ministry. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives in liberality, he who leads in with diligence, and he who shows mercy with cheerfulness.
请再看彼得前书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 4.
第十节第十一节。
10 and 11.
彼得前书第四章第十节第十一节。
1 Peter chapter 4, verses 10 and 11.
个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，神不办恩赐好管家。若有讲道的，要按着神的圣灵讲；若有服侍人的，就要按着神所赐的力量服侍，叫人在凡事上因耶稣基督的荣耀。原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远。阿门。
As each one has received a gift, minister to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks,Let him speak as the oracle of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 4.
Ephesians chapter 4.我们从第十一节到第十六节。
Ephesians chapter 4, we'll read from 11 to 16.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教士，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，是等到我们众人在真道上同归一。认识是儿子得以长大成人，满有基督长成的圣量，使我们不再是小孩子中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事恭敬，连于元首基督，全身都靠他联络得实，不结各按各职，照着各地的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自
己。And he himself gave some to the apostles, some prophets and some evangelists, and pastors and teachers, for the equipment of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith, and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.That we should no longer be children tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind and doctrine by the trickery of men, in the cunning craftiness by which they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies.According to the effective work by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love.
最后请我们看哥林多前书第二章。
And finally we'll turn to 1 Corinthians 12.
我们会挑选几节念一下。
We'll select just few verses.
第十二章第十二节
Chapter 12, 1 Corinthians, verse 12.
正如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，人是一个身子，基督也是这样。
For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ.
我们来看二十五节
And we'll read verse 25.
免得身上分门类，终要肢体彼此相顾。
That there should be no schism in the body, but that members should have the same care one for another.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦；若一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。
If one member suffers, all the members suffer with, or if one member is honored.All the members rejoice with it.
二十七节
Verse 27.
你们又是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体。
Now you are the body of Christ and members individually.
我们就念到这里。
All the scriptures will be reading.
请我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a prayer.